Meditation is going to be a topic that we've spent time on in the past, but coming up the same few questions and Kapara Kedarim tomorrow morning, and Nedarim in general, and Kol Nidre, and it's especially when I teach, and they have these same questions over and over again: what's considered a Neder, what's considered a minig tov, what are we accomplishing tomorrow, what are we doing tomorrow? And I decided that let's revisit the topic just to make sure that we are all well equipped to not the nether tomorrow morning. And Hataras Nedarim for the women, which really is going to take place by Kol Nidre. The question that I really wanted to just really, we always, whenever we talk about Hataras Nedarim, there's so much to talk about. Talking about being mefarat the nether, when we, if someone had a nether, if someone this year made a nether that they're going to, let's say, go to the mikvah every Friday, and now they don't want to go to the mikvah. So then, how many times did they go to the mikvah? Did they go three times in a row? Even if they went one time, now do they need to be mat the nether? And let's say tomorrow, because a lot of us might recall a promise that we said, it might not even be a promise, we'll see, but we did something. We visited the hospital 3 weeks in a row, maybe even once. It's always the one and the three times that wherever I go, they keep on asking me, if I went one time, is that a nether already? Does that mean I have to come out the nether? And if you did agree to do something, so then tomorrow you have to say what it is that you want to be matter. So if I, let's say the whole Tehillim on Shabbos, and I'm going to, some of the women do that, and then they say they can't do this anymore. So now they need to come to the Beis Din. We'll see who the Beis Din is going to be. And they would have to say, I said to Hillel every Shabbos, I don't have the time. The Shabbat Shabbos now, I don't have to do it anymore. They might have done it three times in the summer. There's a long one woman that did three times in the summer. She had to say, she's able to say the whole Tehillim. And now she realizes she doesn't have the time. So she has to be mefaret. And that's a little bit of what we'll talk about. I want to really zone in on this one and three times, because that's, we so many times do a minute tithe and we don't really think, are we going to continue to do this? Is it a one time? What does Bali Nether mean? I don't want to make a nether. You didn't make a nether, but you still did it. So that's a question that we'll learn right now, because I really did try to see others that are going to talk about the Mechaber's one line over here. But really, for the shiur today, we need to just be ma'ayin in the Mechaber Reishis Aleph Tzif Aleph. And then from there, we will see also that not only Dharmi could be matter. There are certain Nadar, but for example, in the Rav Palim, if you skip right down to that Shuva, someone said they're going to give Ma'aser. So now Ma'aser is an Eder. They'll give you Ma'aser money. And now you don't have enough money to live off. So you can't give you Ma'aser anymore. Can you do Hatara? Maybe there's no Hatara on something that he really should be doing, which is what he was in the Kabbalah, which is to give Ma'aser. This question comes up all the time. People can't, you don't have to give Ma'aser if you're anyway yourself borrowing from other people. That doesn't make any sense. But he did say that he's going to give Ma'aser. Now he's stuck. So all these questions we'll try to touch upon, and we'll discuss it as a Chabura. So let's see the Mechaber here. So I have a minute here that I would like to accept, and I want to do this while the knot cannot be, and I did it one time. So let's say I want to go to the mikveh every Friday. So again, I was daiter. That's why we have to even daiter the word a little bit. My das was, from now on, I want to go to the mikveh. And I did it even one time. Question is what I need to even do it one time for. But it's very poshut, because if you look at the Lashon Chaber, daiter, he never said it. He had in mind, you know what, I heard going to the mikvah Friday is very, very important. And he did it one time, so then you need atara. Atara sadara. Yiftach b'charata, come to the bezdin, I regret it, shemaskarach, no, can't do the nether. I didn't realize that what this is going to entail, and he has charata. Lefikach, therefore, alright, so l'inag b'ktach bar mamutare, someone wants to be naive, like things that are really mutter. But I want to do a precious. Let's see, I'm a precious. I want to go above and beyond. What should you do? I'm not accepting it as a nether. I'm going to go to the mikvah on every Friday. Vegam, but you can't, if that's not enough. Because if I say I want to go every Friday, but I don't make it as a nether, that's a contradiction. You want to go every Friday? You don't want to go every Friday. So you have to therefore also add. So that, this is one of the mistakes that I see, unless the Olam will tell me that I'm wrong, is that many people just say Bli Nether, but the Bli Nether has to make sense. It can't be a Bli Nether where you want to continue to do it. The Gam Yoimer, and that's why the Mechaber makes sense. It says, She'ain B'dayte L'Nekein. I'm thinking about this. I'm not accepting. I want to do it once. Maybe I'll do it twice. I'm not going to do it loyal. I'll go to the mikvah on Friday. I'm not Bli Nether. If I can't, I won't. I'll do it once, twice, maybe spare every once in a while. This is not something to get us, but if Machmash is, you think that it's really awesome, but it's not awesome, then it's not Kilu Kabul Benether. Period. Comes the Yesh Aymer. The Yesh Mi Shaymer says a Chiddush Gadol over here. There are those that say, Shem Tav and Noig Issa B'davar Amud. If you made a mistake and you were Noig Issa with something that's really mutter, Nisha, that's Hataras and Darim. See, then do Hataras and Darim. So again, you made a mistake. You were Noig Issa by something that's really mutter. You didn't know. You thought that this is not allowed. This is the part that's a Chiddush Gadol. But if you know that it's mutter, and I'm anyway Noig by Issa, I know that this is mutter. Pasachim. I know it's mutter. But Noig by Issa, I decided that I'm not going to eat Pasachim. Ain matir and loy, then you can't even do ataras and darim. Da'av ki'i will kabel aratz. I accept it on myself. The issa. We learned the gemara. Pas akum. The gemara says there's reasons why to be machmir. We came along and says dvarim she'ain ati b'yichel lamoid, and because it's ain yichel lamoid, we are allowed to eat pas akum. But let's say there's someone that's going to say that I want to be careful with pas akum. Oh, so that's a nether. We'll see. You don't even need to use the word nether. So I'm mekabel on myself kisura. So then I can't be matter nether. Shein lam hati loyalam. So the only time you can be matter nether, according to the second sheet, what's a taras adam then? A taras adam is only when you're in a state. I thought really, it's okay. Oh, someone gave me, I didn't realize, I thought that, no, this is so important. I find out
that we're saying that taras adam.
Very good. We don't even say that in that taras adam.
Well,
that's what we're going to see.
We say the opposite in that taras adam. We say like the first sheet. We say, that I did not say, believe that.
I'm having karata, right? So it seems that we don't hold the Yesh Mishaymer, because according to the Yesh Mishaymer, our Taras Adam doesn't work. However, there is the Yesh Mishaymer, and we will therefore see that. That's why my point is, like I started, our Taras Adam tomorrow is so questionable in halacha. What is it doing? Because according to the second Shita, our Taras Adam, we're wasting our time tomorrow. Because most of us we decided we're going to do so. I'll go to Mikvah Friday. You will daven nates. I know people do that. I'm going to do nates every day, or they did it 3 days in a row. So all of that, for that, I don't have to daven nates, but I decided to do nates. I know it's mutter to daven later, but I'm not like to daven nates. So then that would be precious.
So that would
be nated
today.
So the whole
bleeding nether
is
the word bleeding nether. You can never use it today as, okay, I'm going to try. I'm not really doing it.
That's why it doesn't make any sense if you're not going to do it.
It's the wrong word.
I'm going to make very proud of bleeding nether. It doesn't make sense.
You can show it not. The only one I can.
Because really,
no, you didn't say that. I want to go.
But now I'm going. Your personal usually means that. I don't want to say it.
But the Mechaber is saying you have to also have that I don't want to do this all the time. Shame and diet, you know. It's not, it can't make sense that I'm going to go.
That's why people are defining the word Bli Nether. It's not literally Bli Nether. It's defining
it. I'm going to try.
It's not that
right. So, but that I'm going to try is quite, because he says, right, Mechaber doesn't say, but I'm going to try. The guy, I'm ashamed of that. I don't really want to do it. I'll try.
That's what people mean when they say it.
That's what they mean it, maybe. It really, according to what we see from Mechaber, you have to say that. I'm not going to do this. You have to say it. Because we're going to see Dvar Meshavaleb that contradict your pib doesn't work. That's the Arthur Shulchan.
There's no pib over here. We're making an assumption that that's automatically
happens. Nobody's saying it. He says, I'm going to go to Mikvah every Friday, Bli Nether. So he said, I'm going to
Bli Nether. He says over here by Yartzai, for somebody, the Kabbal to the.
Right.
And then it comes in Erev Shabbos, a question. Right. But he says in Hisna, but he does seem to say that you could make a Tanai even in a Davitai.
Yeah, you can make a Tanai because he's saying that when it falls out on a Friday, I'm not going to fast.
But in general, he says I can make a Tanai, I'm only doing it till Shkia, till Seis, right?
And oh, that because he did that before he started, right?
So, instead of Bli Nether, we should be making a Tanai, not just a Bli Nether. Then L'chaira would work.
Right, so that's really what he's saying. I'm only doing it. It's not just Bli Nether, right? You have to make it tonight. Or say,
then
that
you
I don't
stop the other.
What?
Then you're going to stop the other.
So the kitzer, when you look at the kitzer,
It's not a tonight. That's saying I'm only going
to
try.
Right, but you do see that over there that if the guy did it once already, then he's going to run.
But then we say das is the, once you then you're only three times. Because he says even one time the das.
Right, that's
you
what I'm saying. That's what Chavis says. The diet that came lina gloilum didn't even have. Then you're running into problems.
I don't think anyone had that mind today.
Which
that mindset? Someone says bleed nether. What the mindset is?
Mindset is not. Most people are not thinking. I don't know what they think.
Well, the definition of going to try. It came like okay, bleed nether. You know.
Right. I guess if you're right, if that's what if that's a, we'll see. The Aruch HaShulchan discusses this. I'm not sure what you're saying. That's why I saw the Aruch HaShulchan this morning. It was made me feel a little bit more comfortable with this whole the whole nedarim. But the kitzur, let's see the kitzur. Kitzur says like this: Hey, Mishu writes a linen beis achumras. You want to be naik? Yoimar, he says, say betchil a she'ein mekabel alav. I'm not accepting it in as the gam. He also says you have to say she'ein bedayt and linen pinel b'pami. He under time shiur to v'loy loyim. I'm not doing this forever. But like you said, if I can do it, I'll do it. If I can't, I won't. So, but you have to say that. That's what the kitzur says. And the Shukicham, he wants to know, is this Dairais and the Rabbanon, these types of Hanhagas Taivis? Is it a Nether and Dairais? Again, you didn't say Nether. No one's saying Nether over there. You're doing it. You annoy it. You're right to Lina Geza Chumras. I'm not saying I'm promising to do this or I'm making a Nether to this. So that gets into this. I'm saying this Rashi. It's not negated to us. So let's learn the Aruch HaShulchan together. I think if we just go through the Aruch HaShulchan here, we'll hear a little bit of that, a clarity, because he does have a lot of our questions over here. What's the guy thinking? Chayne Erili. So this is the Aruch HaShulchan. Let's learn it slowly together. The Gam. You don't have the Aruch HaShulchan on your sheet, right?
No.
Right, okay, fine, because that was this morning. I added it to mine. So I'm going to read you the Aruch HaShulchan, and then I will, and then we'll explain it. He says like this. Chayne Erili. The Gam Rabbeinu HaBeis Yosef. The Beis Yosef says like this. He's talking about Avrami's case, the fasting, Mishragal Lasanis, a right to Linai Bitaz Varma Mutar, Lisiog Bishus. He brings down the whole Lashana. We said, Yoimar, first say, the Tchila Sangin, also I believe by the Koimar. Shagama, believe by Linai Kaman Dabazet. His examples are that because in his mind, he really wants to do this. Avul Imen Goyma Believe, as you said, Ephraim. Let's say he's not Goyma Believe, I'll comment. Vaina Ragal Lasanis, oh, there's a Pamze. Now came up, I want to fast. The Mechashiv Libay, last say, yeah, that was that. Today I want to fast on Yom Kippur Kavod. Or you pay his pop, or Beis Pam, or even Gimel Pam. He says even two or three times, but it's not Lailam. Ain't Sar Klum. That's nothing. Dana together Klaus. That's not another role. He's ass. Look at the. This is his example. Yesh, they all know those people. Shoyle Libay, they want to fast Mamish this case of Erevish Kaddish. Yom Kippur Kavod. Oy Bahab. Or Saras Mei Tshuva, they decided they want to fast Saras Mei Tshuva. He even shlagim, but I never wanted to do this live this year. And Saras Mei Tshuva, it's easy. I have Thursday, I'm fasting anyway. Friday, we just like Avrami brought that. Friday, I can get out of the Fridays anyway. And then I'll fast the rest of the week. But I don't want to do this every year. Ain't an edda. That's not even an edda. The Yachal Pamashani, the next year, I don't have to fast. Lila Sanas, I feel in a college. I'm not even weak. The rat, my das is linen came to. I want to do this all the time. Now I'm worried. Did say it's going to be a nether? Oh, now I have to say that I'm not mekabel this in a nether. Afshe gam a believer last is king. You call makarim the furish husna the lashon of a tenai. That's he says. She masay sheyirt. So when I want, I'm going to change my mind, even if I'm a worried. So that's what I'm having in mind. I'm going to try. I want to do this loyalim, but if something comes up that I'm not able to do it, then I don't want to do it, even though I'm healthy. Is that Shikasa, the right to Laza by Machmer Shane Bari? That's Orcha de Milsa, normally. The Moy came up to changing his mind for in Mapiwa and at Avaladina, Yachal Tom and Laza by Kibin Shalay 11 as a cloud. Kane Nerlan is Daiki. Kiddish Gaf is a very big Kiddish, according to Archa Shulchan. The whole Machaber is only talking about, and it's Meduyuk in his words. I want to do this from now on. Every Friday I'm going to Mikro. But if he never had that in mind anyway, so where did it ever come that it's turning into a nether? This year, Saras Mei Tshuva, I'm going to fast. Or now, on Erev Rosh Chodesh, I'm going to fast. It has to be that from now on, every Erev Rosh Chodesh, I'm going to fast. Very big cooler then. Most of the time, we're not making the Dharam in such a way where it's going to be Loilam, unless we really take the example, Pasaka maybe, from now I want to do this Loilam. So that's not even a nether. So the Pidah Aruch HaShulchan, it's not Pshat, I have to be Mater Nether. It wasn't a nether in the first place. So it's questionable when the girls come to me and they say, okay, I'm davening Ma'ariv. So they already daven Ma'ariv because they were told to daven Ma'ariv. And now they want to change. And now they don't want to daven Ma'ariv. What type of a nether was that? Was that a nether loyalum? or that's not an eder lailam. It's when I could. If I can't, I can't. So it's according to the Aruch HaShulchan, it's very, very questionable. What did they have in mind? Only because I'm dating now. Usually that's what they're having in mind. Now, I'll do it, but I really don't want to do a lailam.
What about all the kabbalas we make, like El or Tisha, like I'm going to say Moedah from a Siddur, or I'm going to down on your bench from a... Those are also...
Right, but it's having like, what's he thinking? He wants to do this lailam.
When Rav says, like, speaks about it, like Shabbat Shuvah, he said we should pick on kabbalas. Like, what are these kabbalas to us when we make them? Like, I'm going to let's say, bench from a bench always. I'm going
to
try.
Okay, so you can do the lailam. I don't know. That's more lailam. Say you have to do. You would have
should
to
be more careful about it.
Right. That's more of a nadir lailam.
If we're saying,
you're right. If the person at the beginning says, "When I could do it, I'll do it. When I don't have a bench, I won't." So then you would have to say that, right? Is it something that you really want to do? Do you know that's the right thing to do lailam?
But isn't that the mindset? Isn't that when somebody's mekabel? Isn't that really what they're doing?
That what?
They don't have a bench, they're not going to bench.
Right.
If we're saying that we have to say it tonight.
Right.
We can't have Machshava, but we have to actually say it tonight. Then why isn't making the neder? I'm going to daven Myron forever. If I start davening Myron and I don't use those words, why is it?
Because your lave and your deeper are not contradicting each other. So that's why if the person is the lave will, Aruch HaShulchan also talks that the lave will help us where it coincides with your deeper. So if the person, most of us don't think. So we're just saying, what is that? What's the lave?
That's not a neder then. If we're just saying I'm gonna dive in my earth,
I know, so
we're not saying it in our heart that I want to do this forever.
Excellent.
So why is it
in
essence?
I agree with you. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan is saying. But if it's something that may, that's what the Mechaber said that. Yeah, I was daita kein linig la'olam. So let's go weiter and see how the Achrayim, some of the others, try to understand this. But you're right. Most of us are not la'olam. Yeah, the Mechaber is also la'olam, and then you do it one time. So now we're going to have to see. So what is three times coming? Because Aruch HaShulchan clearly says you can do it three times. It doesn't make a difference. He says, right, I'll base poem. I'll do it three times. And we all, tomorrow, we're going to say in the meantime, we say something with three times tomorrow. So what does three times have anything to do? That's what they all ask. If you do it one time, according to what we're saying, you need loyal. If you don't do loyal, it's not an edder. And that's why I do it even one time. So Tataras Adar tomorrow, we're going to say Aisha Gamarati three times. Three times on any halachia.
Without any intent, if it's my intent is neither la'olam and la'olam, I'm blank, then three times.
Very good. So that would be my answer.
It's a mucha.
That would be my answer. So three times without any das at all is la'olam.
But the Aruch HaShulchan clearly doesn't say that.
It shows that it wasn't a one-time item.
No, but then maybe that's la'olam. That would be la'olam. So let's see, because Aruch HaShulchan doesn't say that. He says Gimel Palmin. He does say three times. I don't know how he learns Ataras and Darms. The Rav Palim just to goes through this question. When are you allowed to be Matu Neder? Anyway, let's say it's a Neder. Let's say I'm going to give Maisa. So you want to do that Lailam. That's what I want to do. I want to give Maisa money. And then now I can't. So the Mechaber, I just put two bullet points over because it's a long tshuva. But he tries to make tzeirufim over it, just so we are introduced to certain halachas, the tshuva. Chasal maran yoredeya, the nidre hegdish mitzvah l'kaimam. Menachaber says, you have to do it. V'lo yishol aleim. You're not going to be matir neder. If you have no choice, you're matir neder. What's considered daichik? That's what the Ben Ishchai wants to know. Ach neder beis tzara. And if you made the neder when there was a tzara, and that's why you want to give tzedakah, that's even worse. That you can't be matir. Ramah says, Neder beisara, you can't be matter only the tariff mitzvah. What's the tariff mitzvah? Tariff gadol, can my neder al das rabim? It has a din of a neder al das rabim. And then he brings down the Ramah, if it's going to create shalom bias problems. Oh, it's tariff rabim, that's tariff mitzvah. You can be matter a neder al das rabim. Mechain le tariff panasa, for your panasa. So it's not to a pasha then. So someone who is made a neder to give meister money, and now he sees that he can't. It's not so simple that you can go ahead and, especially if it was an Esara, I'm giving Maisa money because I want my Parnasa to grow. So I'll give the Maisa. It's you can't just be Matir Neder, and that's what we saw from the Mechaber at the end. The Mechaber seems to say it's okay. Then he says another yisoid. This is what he's mitzarev. That this is not enough. He holds to be matir neder mikomakam eko. This is feksveiko. Because maybe over here, when it comes to ma'aser money, what did I say? When I make my money, I want to give ma'aser, but you don't have the money yet. So being that it's davar shelo b'loilam yet, so maybe over there you could be ataras and darim. That's what the Ben Ishchai says. In other words, if I already made the money, so now the money's here. But if it's davar, if I made a neder on davar shelo b'loilam, then there are those that say that it's not chal. So he uses a whole bunch of tzirufim to be matined. The reason why I'm bringing you the Ben Ishchai is that it's not is it not all cases can you just say I want to be matir neder, and we can't just assume therefore that it's hatar sanam is going to work for everything. So what are we doing tomorrow? Now that we see over here is more, and we have more issues here too. So let's go through this quickly so we should know what we are doing tomorrow. The mechaber also says for matir neder tzarach shifar alam neder. I don't know where you are on Yoshi. Much is a little bit different, but the same. You should see the Mechaber. It's Reshchav Ches if you dalit. Well, you have the neder. You have to clearly say what is your neder and why did you make the neder. The Imloy Parat, and you don't say Hataras and Dar doesn't work. Oh, so what are we doing tomorrow? None of us know what we said. If you only have to tell one of the bezim. Comes the Shach. The Shach first of all says no one's knowing this. Does anybody matir neder say why they made the neder? They'll say what the neder is. A girl is going to come and say, you know what, is she going to say, you know, I daven ma'ariv because I want to find the shidduch. No one does that. Even if they're going to say they daven ma'ariv and they want to be matir the neder, which they do have to do, by the way. If they want to now say they don't want, or mincha, it's more complicated. But if they're going to come and say that they don't want to do it anymore, so now they definitely need to tell, according to the shach or the mechaber, they have a chiyuv to tell us why they made the neder. And if they don't tell us why, we're not going to be matir the neder. So the if you look here, the one the Rabbi Tzion Abishal, there's one sefer that really is very, very put together. The halach is very, very simply and easy. Rabbi Tzion Abishal has tshuvas about this, but he brings, look at his print over. Vini yesh l'stapi, yikim and shemat zetzarek l'farid esaneder. If you have to be mefarid in it, and if you're not mefarid, the hatara doesn't work, only midrabanan, it's going to work midrabanan. Do you really... You need a taras and darmu yimefarid. If tomorrow we're matir neder and we're not being mefarid to neder, so really it's not ataro. Oh, no, maybe minataro call the hataro. Minataro the ataro works. The rabbanon it doesn't work. So tomorrow, really, what his question is, none of us are mefarid to neder. We don't even know what they are. But is tomorrow's ataras and darmu totally working or no? It's doing something. You know, all it's doing is okay. You're not over nisa dairaisa for you nedarim, but the rabbanon's your over. So if I made a neder, whatever it was during the year, or I did something during the year, I said I was going to do something during the year, a davar type. I said I'm going to do a davar type. So we see over here, you have to be mefarat the neder. We're not mefarat the neder. So look who's raya. Ulechayra, I'm going to bring a raya from Ataris and Dharm on Erev Rosh Hashanah. That's his raya. Mamish is raya. We're mati without being mefarat the neder. Mishum, because it does something. What does it do? I'll call upon him. Ma'ila atara min atayra. That's all it does. But Enochanami, Midrabanan, we're right from these Nadarim. Bareaf Yachid, Shegia Ma'ocher. Let's say the Yachid comes and he can't eat tomorrow. But Lais Beglaz, he doesn't do Atarim Nitzibur. Gam Kenog, Lassis, La Ataris Adarim. So he'll do this Ataris Adarim. Mash, Mashum, Mishum, Shalkapanam, and I've had to nether Gam, but Makam Shalipar, it helps with something. Bro, I'm not sure what he means. You didn't do it to Tzibur.
Don't we say in that there's an Achdunur that I'm supposed to be Mepharad, but because it's the
money. But you see that it's not the Enochanami. I should be Mepharad. I'm not Mepharad.
So why are you saying
that? So why does it help?
So why are you saying that?
Because
if it does something without
trying to tell myself that when these Nidarm, really, if I do remember them, I really better keep them. It'll help, okay, something.
You're talking to yourself saying that.
You're talking to yourself, but really, your Hatar Nam doesn't work because I wasn't Mepharad. So it works. That's how he learns.
Why are you investing in?
Excellent. I don't know. That's what I think he's trying to say over here. What do you need? Yeah, but you need a Tara.
Well, I'm telling myself. He's all in my head. I don't need to tell a bezin.
Oh, you don't tell. I'm saying.
No, he's the
still need. You really still need the bezin to be
mastered.
But Rav said it's really telling it to yourself.
That part.
Yeah, but that he said that's maybe seems what you're saying. I don't know what he means. Like, he says, even if you miss tomorrow, you could still say this Hataras and Darm. I don't know why. Who's being mapped to the nether for you? I'm not sure what he means with those words. But either way, where do we see this whole idea if you don't say the word nether? It's a Ran. So really, we have to go back to the Ran. There's a Ran that says like this. The Ran writes, that when it comes, you know, none of us ever use the word nether or promise. If you're using the word promise or shvua, ain't a kanami, but I don't find that's what we do. The Ran says, who I did, the kol dvar mitzvah, that even if you don't use the word promise or shvua, dibur ba'alma, I'm a kabbal. So if I say that I'm going to do this, I'm going to go visit someone, I'm going to give tzedakah. Once you said that, you don't need a word. You don't need to say the word of nether. It's considered a nether. That's what the mechaber says. Look at the. That's what the Ran says. Based on the mechaber, so now we go back to what we said before. We said before. Sorry, please let you see the mechaber. Tell the Zohar, never say nether. Even tzedakah tayla. Don't make a donation. But elam, unless you have the money, then give it right away. Then lab la either. To have it when you have the money, give the money. Then paiskin tzedakah, if you have to call out a number, b'tzarech lifsek iman, say b'li neder. So you have to say the words b'li neder, like we just said there. You could say tzak teshach, tzuloymer shiyoymer b'feirish b'loy neder. Avol ein pimiskin sheyifsek stam b'loyoymer shuaisem mishum neder. Afim b'paisek stam av a neder. If you just say that I'm going to give money, that's automatically a neder, as we saw in the mechaber. You have to say b'li neder. So when you're getting an aliyah and you want to give the money to the mishaberach, as we did, we've discussed this already in the past. You want to say b'li neder, because if you don't say b'li neder, you want to give sheyit and tzedakah because of the base like Nessus. So then automatically, the person's answering amen. He's saying that he wants to give the money to the tzedakah he would have to give, unless it's going to be said b'li neder. Here, the b'li neder by itself works, because it's not la'ilam. Here, you could do the b'li neder. I'm not doing your la'ilam. I want to give tzedakah right now. It doesn't have to be la'ilam. Comes from Moshe Shterba. He's the one. Which one? No, because you see, we said Yoimer, you have to say it. So the main, what I want to show you all over here is Rav Moshe Shtambach is the one who is really trying to understand what we're doing tomorrow. So let's read what he says here. I don't know where it is on your sheet, but you should be able to see. There's two different yonim. Chada one is, I'm making a maida on the future. Everything's b'li neder. Whatever I do this coming year, whatever neder I said, it's b'li neder. But as we said, that's really very shvach, especially if you don't, b'li neder by itself doesn't work if you're not going to say at the time of the neder that I don't want to do this l'aylam. He's talking about who needs to be a bezin. To do that, I don't need a bezin. I could have three people, as long as he's talking about if you could use a bar mitzvah buffer or not. So in chazim, zok, and davka, you could use anybody. The su, and then there's another in you with the hataras and dharma. We know that if you would remember the nether during the year, you can't be samach on hataras and dharma. So what's our hataras and dharma tomorrow? And we're not the fire and the dharma, which we just said we need to do. And we don't have a right Pesach, because we're not explaining to them why we don't want to do this anymore. Rak la'nog is taivais. It's only for a minik tayv that is only midrabanan. Midrabanan, I did a minik tayv, which is what we've been talking about. A minik tayv, you want to go to the mikvah, you want to do chesed, al kenira. So he wants to say the mayav is a chazaka. The rabba, you don't have to ask the kid who's on the bezdin. Does he? You can rely that he's a bar mitzvah bal chesheish leshemanim. You don't need chasim zaken. Even though you should have a bar mitzvah bacher who for sure already has his hair, and that will help. The derech says mikom makom. Anyway, we're not really doing anything tomorrow. So the whole atar is we're not mafarid, and it's on hagis tavis, which is only midrabanan anyway. So then you can rely on chazaka the rabba. So you could, if your bezdin consists of a bar mitzvah bacher, he's going to be enough for the bezdin. I don't have to make sure he's 15, 16, and so on. It would be enough. Okay. And that's why Rav Mitzvah Mishal said the same thing. He says, how old does a person have to be matan neder? Once he hits the age of 13, he adds, v'yesh lo'i saris v'zakin yachal l'sheves l'taris adar. He holds you need to. He holds you have to know that this kid is really a bar mitzvah bacher and not stop. So you should not be on a bezin with someone who's just, I mean, the boys themselves could do it to each other. But it's not so pashut then, because we would have to know, and you're not going to start asking kids. So therefore, you're running into problems over if they could be on the bezin itself or not. Comes the Rebbe Tzion Abishol, and he continues with this whole which what we just said. You don't remember that. If you remember it, it doesn't work anyway, as we just saw before. And then he brings Avni Nezer, and then he says, "Afsha Ataras Adar, you need a Pesach and you need Charat Kedin." And most of us are not doing the right way. But what I want to show the Olam is I found in this Sefer Seda Ataras Adar And he brings up Rav Shlaima Kluger, a Meira Dikapsha. What are we doing tomorrow? We're not Mefar and Aneder. So according to everything that we set up until this point, what are we doing tomorrow? Really very little. We're not accomplishing much because you're not Mefar at the Nether. You're not explaining why you made the Nether. The Bezin doesn't know what your Nether is all about. Hataras Nam doesn't even work many times depending on what you said. And so what are we doing? Comes, I found Rav Shlaima Kluger. Look at the second column over here. He asked the question. He's Amad Bezeh. What are we doing? He says, what's the reason why you have to be on fire? Why do I have to be on fire? Maybe it's an Nidre Isser. And those are very, very powerful. We saw you can't be Matar and Nidre Isser. But what are we saying tomorrow? I don't want to be matir those nedarim. Shein eroy latim, right? That's the nusach. I don't want to be matir those nedarim that I'm not allowed to be matir. So that whole shash disappears. Nidri yisurim disappears. Oh, nidri yisurim disappears. So I don't have to be mefarad anymore. That's what he says. So we are accomplishing according to Rav Shlaima Kluger because I, in the words of my entire life, I'm not being matir things that are really aser. Because then I can't be matir neder anyway. Possibly I can't be matir neder. So what am I only being matir? I'm going to be matir, minik toiv. So for a minik toiv, that is already, I don't have to be mefarit the nether. Comes Rav Minchas Yitzchak Dayan Weiss, and he asks all my, he doesn't ask all of them. In one paragraph, he's trying to understand one time, three times, la'olam. So look how he writes it. Very difficult to understand what his final conclusion is. So we'll go back to Rosh Hashanah, but and then I'll come up with a little clarity of it. See, he says, the Minchas Yitzchak says like this, Va'aga, he may be shayelus yayivit sham kosa, dinog me'atz me pamachas, barnas anedah. We said that. We would medayik the same thing. You can't be mafkiya then. One time, you did it, you can't be mafkiya, that's Lashon Chassam Sefer says, three times. Nog, gilipam, ayin sham. It's meduyik from his word, three of them. But we said, we have three comes along the Imre Yayishir. What do we say in Hataras and Darim tomorrow? These are the words. I did something good. Shenahati shalosh palmim, like Avram, you said it three times. What are we saying? Veloyesnesi shibule nether. And those are the words that we're saying. I didn't say the words bli nether. Where did this come from? He asked my question. What's the difference? You won in three times. Then Rishon asked, what's the difference? One. So far in the whole shiur, we said one time is enough. And if you can have a mind that you don't want to do a bli nether, so what is three times? What are we saying tomorrow? So he says, "V'tzidev loymar api amashmois to shulchan aruch the daf kavaya daif the linen kenaylam." That's one time. We say yesh loymar. Maybe there three times makes it as if it's loylam. Gam mistama daif the linen kenaylam. But he's not ach kener le barley lamish. Even that's not so clear. Up in gele pamachas, it's our daf has to be loylam. So it's not clear then, because when if you did it three times and you weren't thinking, where's my loylam? So the Remeir Arik is trying to say that three times is as if I had in mind La'olam. Very schwer. Why? Just because I did it three times, it means La'olam.
If I did it three times in a row, what happens if I skipped in the middle?
Right, exactly. That's what they all ask me. I skipped in the middle. So then, where's my La'olam? That's what I want to say. If you skipped, then you didn't have your La'olam. So it would have to be three times in a row. Okay, three times in a row means that
three
I'm showing that I'm
going to
do
row
it. Right, I'm saying, or right, three Fridays I wanted to make. Where do you see La'olam? You don't see loyalty from there at all. He's saying, maybe, but that's what Chassam Sefer is saying. That again, it's clear, we clarified at least this. If the guy has in mind, I want to go to a mikveh every Friday, and he does it one time, then it's done. He's going to have to go. He's going to have to be matir neder.
We say mistum, and that's what you had in mind also. When someone, like you said, when somebody fasts on the we assume that they want to do a loyalty.
Right. We're assuming he wants to do a loyalty. So we have the assumption that he wants to do a loyalty. And if you didn't have, there's no assumption, three times what a man, it makes it loyal. So look at Moshe Shemach, he clearly asked this question. He says, he took these words out of his Atar Sadarm. Moshe Shemach says, I don't say, those words. If I intend to do that. So what he tells him, I don't know who put in these words, but he says, and I take out the gimel palm. We call it bezeres gavin, and therefore I'm not three times doesn't do anything anyway. In other words, if I didn't have in mind, but my question is, so what do we? Why do you need to be matanedah? His lashon is, I did something. So like the definitely not learning like the Aruch HaShulchan, because if I did something, if I went to the mikvah, right? I did it, I went to the mikvah, so why don't you have a Taras Nadarim for? So what am I, according to what he's saying, what am I doing tomorrow? He took out the three times. And he's saying, B'kol b'zeh niskaven, I don't need three times. So really, according to what he's saying, one time is an eved. He is going to the extreme. That even after one time, if I did a hanaga type, I went to the mikvah Friday, oh no, I better be matir neder. Because I never said b'li neder. According to Ramesh Hashem, the way it appears to me is that if you decide to go to the mikvah on Friday, you better say that I'm going to the mikvah today, but I'm not doing this every Friday. You have to say that. If you didn't say that, so tomorrow you'd be matir neder. You're going to be matir neder for the one time that you went and you didn't say, because I did a minute type. So three times, undo it three times. So he takes out the word three times.
But every time you go, you have to say it?
Very good. You have to, every time I go, I have to say, you know what? If I do go, I'm really not accepting it as an eder, or not.
Because if you don't say it three times in a row, that doesn't matter if you said it once.
Very good. So now, excellent. Because you're right. Because those places you're not going to say, so tomorrow we're going to make a Maida also. And the Maida is whatever I'm going to do this year. I don't mean it as an eder. But if when I'm going to the mikvah, I remember, I have to say b'li neder when I go. So the Maida tomorrow is for the times that I go to the mikvah on Friday, but I really didn't have, I didn't remember that. I had a Maida, because if I remembered, I made a Maida. What am I doing anyways?
That's everything you're doing.
What?
That's everything you're doing.
It's everything I'm doing.
All day you have to go around saying I'm not doing
it. Exactly right. Any Hanaga Taiva, I'm not doing that. So that's what he says. So the and that's what the Mechaber, because look what the Mechaber says. Mechaber says, right, this tomorrow I'm gonna make a Maida. Any neder that I make until that next year is batel. And I made a neder b'sech hazman. If I'm zoyche the tanai b'shas haneder, so the neder is kaim anyway. I remember I didn't remember how to Yom Kippur, and I'm still going to the mikvah. So that or I'm doing a minute type. I'm about to my original tonight because I'm going to the mikvah. So I have to do another b'li neder on that day. So if I don't remember my Yom Kippur, I'm not thinking. So then the tonight is good, and the neder is batel anyway. But that, it's all, that's always questionable. Then we all know we had a Yom Kippur. We all made a Maida. Yeshayimrim. And then he says that anyway. That say Shena Tanai Moel Levatel Haneder. Alan Ken Yaskiradim Teich Kedei Diber Leneder. The Yaimer Beliba Yishu Saimachalat Tanai. Yeshlachos Shvedim. So if you're going to be Chayshish for that, nothing works anyway. Right? Again, again, my Tanai that I made at the beginning of the year doesn't work. I have to remember a Teich Kedei Diber of my Neder, and I'm relying on my Yom Kippur. So I'm going in a mikvah, and I said, okay, I'm going in a kippur, but I made a maida on Yom Kippur. So none of us are doing that. So then the maida doesn't work anyway. And the Shach talks about this also. He brings down the Ran. So what we see over here is that it's not Pashit. Rosh Hashanah Zaman Orbach and Varalacha, look at what he writes over here in Yud Beis. Ba'af, apisha kasa v'ramo. Shalamaisa and lifts maicha maida zu. See, this maida is really very, very weak. Without a shaylas kaslam, there's so many sheep. This over here. You come welcome. Nirali, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, whoever says that I'm going to learn, that's a neder, it's considered a neder. I'm going to help you out today. Sunday, I want to help you out. Or any other mitzvah. We said, even if you don't make a neder, so let's say I say I'm going to go chas de leif. I'm going to go do chas de leif. Okay, so I said, that's what he's talking about. I'm going to do it, but now I don't want to do it. Afilu achi dina kineder. That's an edit. Who are the Lashar Mitzvahs? Stop at the shop in Mahani. Okay, so then maybe the Maida that I made an Arab Yom Kippur, the Kivan, like we say, this is Lush, he's trying to put everything together. Kivan Shuatzmah Rain Kavas, I really don't want to make an edit. Barak HaTayros, the Torah turns it into an edit. Chem Bichi Agama, I was Megal Adas on Yom Kippur. Yes, number fair, Versas Maisa, Shibel an edit. And I made this tonight. The Apik are going to lay da. Have a nether, it's only like a nether. That's what you say, it's like a nether, it's not a real nether. I will never cause that. It's like Bali Nether. A lot of uncertainty over here. You see over here, like he says, Masha Kos either when you place it to doctor, say Bali Nether, the Mistama Havali Nether, never the Maya Khigam, it's a Chiyav Gomer. So he's going into trying to figure out, am I making a Chiyav Gomer? I'm not making a Chiyav Gomer. Did my dot at the beginning of the year work? And that's why, if you read, he goes on with this whole Abu Bastam Kabbalah. What does this Kabbalah do? So, what are we trying to do tomorrow? Then we're going to make a Maida. Yom Kippur is the Kol Nidre is also a Maida for the future. We'll see in the women in a moment what they have to do. So, really, what I'm doing is I'm not really mechaber to neder. So again, let's use an example today. I want to do chazdei leiv, right? Okay, so I want to help out, but I didn't have kavana to neder. The Torah turns it into a neder. So when if I was megala das, it worked, but it only can work if I don't really. It can only work with the realizing that I either according to the two pshatim how my da works. B'shas neder, I really should, if I remember what I did on Yom Kippur, I have to say b'li neder today. I'm going to help out b'li neder today. That's what I need to say. If you didn't say, I'm going to help out b'li neder, so then you're going to rely on your atas and dalim. To rely on your ma'idah at the beginning of the year, not so pashit. We see it's not so pashit. So together with your ma'idah, together with your atas and dalim, you're going to get out of having to do this minig type. That's what he seems to be saying. So again, the ma'idah will work partially. The Ataras Darim we saw is not so pashut because you're not going to fire at the nether. So with the Maidah that I made to say Bali Nether, it will help. But the Maidah that I was saying like is not pashut because there's a lot of parts to this Maidah. If I remember my Yom Kippur, so I need to make another Maidah. Or I have to at least say that I'm relying on my Maidah on Erev Yom Kippur. Therefore, what we're going to do tomorrow is we're going to have in mind that we're doing the Maidah with both. It's the Maidah together with our Taras Darm, and it accomplishes something. Like we said, not everything, but it accomplishes something. If you remember a nether that you made, you better tell the Bez, this is the nether that I made. Not only that, you have to tell them why you made the nether.
We
and
see
then
you have a couple of
you gotta make a list of all the things that you did, right? The his lashon is, by the way, he does talk about three times. Rosham Zaman does mention the three times. So let's just conclude with our wives and who could be part of this bezdin. So first of all, your wife. I asked my wife last night. Remember, I'm going to be matan neder tomorrow. You want me to be matan early in the darim that you don't know about? She said yes. All of you should today at some point tell your wives that there's ataras darim and shul tomorrow. And this way, when I'm going to be matan neder, a husband could be a shliach for his wife. You cannot be a shliach for your daughter. Your daughter needs to make ataras darim. But they do not have the way to do that. They're going to come to shul tomorrow and they'll say a taras adarim to all of us here. So what's the solution? They don't really have a solution. The solution is they come on time to Kol Nidre. So what's Kol Nidre for them? Kol Nidre is a Maidah for the future. So they're going to rely that the Maidah is going to work. Even though, again, like we said, it's not so pasha, but they have no other choice. So they must, a lot of the girls don't realize this. I spoke about this in school, that they have to be there for Kol Nidre then. And more, bigger chiddush. Not only do they have to be there, they don't know. But if they don't say the words of Kol Nidre, then how could we be matir the nether as the shul? In other words, we're acting as the bezin. Yom Kippur and I, we're the bezin. And we're going to undo all these women that were not here for our Taras Adarim, and we are going to say to them that we are undoing all their nidarim. But they have to say the words. If they don't say the words of Kol Nidre, so then we as the bezin, al das ha bezin, that we're going to undo it, it doesn't work. So I don't know if I put it on your sheet, right? Right, read. I think I did. I don't know what's on Yoshi, but look, it says Lefiza Sar Tzrichin Lalamid Hanashim Loimar Imashliach Tzibur Yachad Shamir Sashliach Tzibur Ein Amayel Tzibur. And they also have to understand the words. Lachin Beferish Hamilish Shleichashu should be just. They don't know. They think it's a tefillah. To them, what's called Idrit? Tell them that this is their making a meidah for the coming year. And then he brings the Menchas Yitzchak the Mashma Mitvarov. You have to hear what you're saying. And if not, you're not making a taras and darim. Because Bezdin has to hear you. So if they're going to whisper and no one could hear what they're saying, it doesn't work either. It has to do with the halachas in taras and darim. So once again, tell your wives you can do it for them tomorrow. But if you forget to do it for them tomorrow, you're going to tell them you're going to do a kol nidre. You must tell your daughters that they must read kol nidre along with the shliach tzibur. And they should be able to hear themselves talking. And they don't have to hear themselves talking over everybody else. But if they were alone in the room, would they be able to hear themselves? So now they are actually making this Maidah. And the Maidah is really for the future. Not only is it a Maidah, we're doing also, because we say it's the past also. For us, the Taras Adarim is just a Maidah for the future. For them, it's both. It's a Hatara for the past, because we as the Bezdin are, we're the Shul, we're the Tzibur, we're undoing, that's what we should, at least three of us should have in mind this, that we're undoing their nidarim, and by us undoing their nidarim, so they will at least have their hataras nidarim, and then also, it's also about the future. I'm making a maidah for the future. So kol nidre for the women counts as both. It's an atara for the past, and they have to therefore say it. It's an atara, and it's also a maidah for the future. Now, what about, so this question is, can you do it over the phone? They asked Rav Osnuk, did someone who can't come to shul call in and tell the bezin, this is my nether. So he writes, if you look all the way on the sheet, the shir shev elevin is stopping, and mefshal atari, they telephone, Masik Shabaif and Shibai the Maisa, you can be Mekul. Or maybe not. So what do you see from that? You have to hear the person's voice. So again, is the phone enough to consider it a voice or not? So I can give you a whole share on why it should work. You know, it's not like ain't a chanami for to be Yaitza Bracha, you can't. But if I just have to know what the person's nether was to undo the nether, what's the difference how I know? What should be wrong with a telephone? If I now know this person Reuven tells me what his nether was, and we are the bezin sitting here in shul. So to me, I would say, I'm going to argue on Vosner. He said vidya, but it's good anyway. But to me, why shouldn't it be good? I'm being mati your nether, although it's mashmi, you have to be in front of Bezdin. Maybe this is considered enough in front of Bezdin. The kids are, regarding the Bezdin itself, a father can be on the Bezdin. The only one that he cannot be mati his wife's nether, because he's ishtoi kidufoi. But let's say tomorrow, if you want, you could be mati, if your girls want to be mati nether, good. So you and your two sons can get together and be part of the Bezdin. The halach is relatives are allowed to be. An av is mitzaref, in beis lahata nidre bitoy. A baal can't be mitzaref, as we just said. So you could have the bezdin with the father. He could put a brother on the bezdin. You could have relatives. The bezdin's allowed to be relatives. They're undue hatar sadarim. As long as we now know, and we're going to be mat to the nether. Shail is because they all write one. In the paiskim, they don't say all three of them. They say krivim can be part of the bezdin. That's not so pashit if all three of them. Because even in this sefer, he says that Av can be mitzaref and Beis, well, he could be part of the bezin. So you could have one. Having all of them might be questionable because of other the relatives. You said they're definitely going to be matan nether because they want to be matan nether for you. But if you have two that are not relatives and just one, so then it would be okay. Shall all of them tzaref and have to do a little bit more research regarding that. The lashon is that krayvim can be part of the bezin. So la'alach l'mayis again tomorrow, we're being matar our nedarim that we're minig tayves. But if we know what our neder was, we have to be mefarat at the neder. And this not the gimel parim again. We have an understanding now. So when we do things, it has to be both. Say b'li neder, and also I don't want to do this la'alam. So again, the b'li neder by itself is not enough. You should always say b'li nether, and I don't want to do this la'olam. So the mikveh case is b'li nether, I want to go on Friday, and I don't want to do this la'olam. If you did it three times already, the three times is considered according to some la'olam. According to others, what's the la'olam? And we saw the Aruch HaShulchan says it's not what's three times. Three times doesn't mean anything unless you mamish have la'olam. So you always have to lean back on the Aruch HaShulchan, and we should tell our wives today that we want to be matan in nedarim. And if we don't, and our daughters make sure they hear kol nidre. And they say the kol nidre together with the chazan.